Here I will describe the implementation process of sending an IR signal based on a PWM and a timer. The signal sent like this from the microcontroller will be able to control the air conditioning. In addition, the signal format used will be compatible with what Flipper Zero captures, allowing the signals captured in this way to be used to send them from my platform. I will implement the topic based on the MCU on which I am doing my project, but I think the steps shown here will be analogous on other platforms as well. Plan of action. In the previous topic, we looked at the IR signal captured by Flipper Zero. Building an IR signal captured in Flipper Zero, written in raw format. So we already know that you will need PWM, in this case, 38 kHz with adjustable fill, some form of timer to be able to wait a given time to switch the PWM on, off. As a reminder, this is the format we want to send. This means that we need to turn on the 38 kHz PWM with a fill of 33%, leave it on for 2204 USECs, then turn it off and wait 708 USECs, then turn it on again, and so on. So we need to have some kind of table into which we write these timing values and operate according to them. It is necessary to wait for these times somehow. I see two options here. Set the timer anew with each time to a given value, after which the interrupt will occur. Rigidly choose some unit of timer precision. For simplicity, I have chosen the second way. With a sufficiently small interrupt period, errors will be negligible. Looking at these timer values, I decided to call the timer every 50 USECs. Starting the timer. So we start the timer. This looks different depending on the platform. I implemented this on a BK7231, so documentation was practically non-existent. I had to search through the Chinese SDK myself for what and how. Here is the timer launch. Dot. In addition, in order to check if the timer works, I decided to wave some GPIO, setting the pin to output mode. Dot. Well, and our ISR, interrupt service routine, handling the interrupt from the timer. Dot. Uploading, testing. Indeed, it all comes together. The whole thing could still be significantly optimized by replacing the pin handling by a function with direct register operations. But for now, we're just running the timer, so I'll skip that. Run the PWM. Similarly, we now need to run PWM, all for now as a separate example. On my BK7231, it looks like this. 260,200 PWM is the MCU clock frequency, which is 26 MHz. We divide it by 38 kHz to get the PWM period value. Then we set the fill to half the period, 50%. It works. Starting the time queue. Now we need to consider how we will represent the raw data in memory. Let's make it as simple as possible. The circular buffer can be introduced later. Let's create an array of fixed size. Dot. Now you need to remember what is next in the queue to be sent. Let's say it will be a pointer to a given element in the array. When it is zero, it means we have sent everything. Dot. You also need to know where to stop. Let's just enter a stop indicator. Dot. Now let's still set the timer period and the variable counting the elapsed time. By the way, we need to remember the state we are sending PWM or not, so that we can convert it to the opposite when the timer expires. Dot. And now our ISR, however, without PWM to start with, just waving a pin. The above code counts how much time has elapsed, compares the elapsed time with the next threshold, and if the threshold has been passed, the code jumps, dot, it and subtracts its value from the current time, so as not to accumulate an error. I also added command parsing to this in the format. This topic is not about parsing ASCII text into a buffer, but I'll mention that I used strtalk anyway, code for reference. The only important thing here is to remember not to start sending data prematurely during parsing. This is why I set the cur pointer to the first element of the array at the end, already after parsing. We test. We send the data. Dot. It all adds up. The high state is about 100 USX, then a low of 500 USX, and again a high of 300 USX. Fih.